Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Today was a big day for the Steelers and people who followed the draft because something happened today that is very revealing when it comes to Steelers draft plans. The final names were revealed on the list of players who are coming to Pittsburgh for in-draft visits. You're allowed 30 draft visits, official draft visits, and you're allowed a few local prospects who don't count on that list. So there was an offensive tackle from West Virginia, Gavin Bartholomew from Pitt, Ben Sauls, the kicker from Pitt, Donovan McMillan from Pitt, the corner who went to Peters Township. Mm-hmm. All of those guys don't count towards that number. And so Trayvon Henderson from Ohio State and C.J. Harvey, a running back from UCF, were the last two names that were made public today that now makes the list
complete.
Now, this is vital because last year, five of the Steelers' draft picks, including their first-round pick, Troy Fautanu, came here. And the year before, first year of Kahn and Tomlin, same thing. Broderick Jones came here. Joey Porter Jr. came here. So there's a trend and a pattern of if they like you and feel like we want to spend that top draft capital and premium draft pick on you, we want you to come here and really get to know you. So from this list of 30 guys, because it's not just all high-end players, it's mid-round and late-round pick guys too. They want to do their homework on those players.
Right, you're not going to take 30 first-round pick-type visits. You're only going to draft one of those guys.
There are 2, 4, 6, 8 players who came to Pittsburgh who have either absolute first-round grades on them or borderline first-round grades. Two are quarterbacks. One is a running back. One is a wide receiver. One is a defensive lineman. One is an edge. One is a safety, and one is a corner. So it's all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
The quarterbacks are Jackson Dart and Shedeur Sanders.
Running backs Amarian Hampton.
The running backs Amarian Hampton from North Carolina. The wide receiver is Matthew Golden from Texas. The defensive lineman is Derek Harmon from Oregon. The edge rusher is Shamar Stewart from Texas A&M. The safety is Nick Emenwori from South Carolina. And the corner is Trey Amos from Ole Miss, who is like right on the fringe. Some guys have him late 20s, some have him early 30s, some of them mid 30s.
Darius Alexander from Toledo also starting to push towards that upper end of the second round.
Right, so he's
a fringe guy too.
He would be a fringe guy, yes.
I know wherever you're going to go with this, my first thought is Now, you say pro days count differently for them, but you just laid out how they generally do this. Seems like it takes Ibuka off the board as a guy they were connected to. They didn't visit with, they didn't have him come in.
Also, you could say the same thing about Grant at Michigan.
Yep.
And with Grant, Tomlin and Khan didn't go to that because they were here with Aaron Rodgers.
Which makes me think you can kind of remove him.
Walter Nolan from Ole Miss.
Not on there.
Didn't come here. Now, they saw him at the Senior Bowl, but they also saw Jackson Dart and Trey Amos from Ole Miss at the Senior Bowl and felt the need to have them up here. So it's happened 2 years in a row. If they take a player that's not on this list in 2025, well, then we won't bring this up again. But as far as this working duo of Tomlin and Khan and this partnership, this is something that even with their early picks, first round, second round, third round picks, they like bringing these guys here. So I'll just ask you guys this question. From that list, who is the guy you'd want them to take in the first round with that pick the most?
For me, it would still be Derek Harmon. I know he's a one-year guy. He played himself into much better draft stock, but...
Is that your pick too, Donnie?
I would say Harmon.
Yeah, it is.
Sorry,
considering
Donnie.
They didn't bring in the other two.
Yeah. Sorry, Donnie.
Who would be second on your list? Who would you rank...
Go through some of them again.
So, Dart, Sanders, Hampton at running back, Golden the wide receiver, Harmon the defensive tackle. You guys both put him one.
Fringy guy in
Stewart,
Alexander.
Stewart, Edge, Eamon Worry.
And Amos.
And Amos.
I'm like opposed to Eamon Worry, even though our resident South Carolina expert, fake John and Robinson, who's also one of our resident draft obsessive, says...
He's a Derwin James type. Most, he's a safety you have come down and play in the box.
But he's also a guy that people think, even at 6'3", 220, is athletic enough to be like a nickel corner in certain situations. Man, I'm just... You know where I get caught here? Because in my brain, I think, okay, traditional safety is a more of a devalued position. You don't take them. And I have like visions of Terrell Edmonds, just the most like typical cookie-cutter strong safety you could ever have, and I'm scarred. We had John Ledyard, though, last hour. Very good breakdown, I thought, by him on all fronts. Say they are a defense filled with some of the more athletic and high-end defenders in the league, but they're very predictable because they don't have super versatile players.
So but you asked a good follow-up question. Is that because
the coaches,
Mike Tomlin doesn't move these guys around?
It was a chicken or the egg, or because they can't be moved around. We know that that's been a debate with Watt. But let's just, for argument's sake, Pony, let's say that it's because they don't have guys who are versatile. Then wouldn't you have to push Eamon Worry up the board a little bit if he actually gave them Swiss Army knife capability? I think you'd have to.
Because I think I'd go him with my second.
Because you aren't just drafting a safety at that point. You might be drafting like a box linebacker who allows you to play small and fast, or a nickel corner in the right setting. Or what if a team's got an elite tight end and you think he can run with that guy and match up with that
guy?
But
Donnie, where does he play? I mean, Chris has this idea, like this, you know, best case scenario where he moves all around. So they're going to have Eamon Worry, they're going to have Elliott, and they're going to have Minka on the field all at the same time?
Yeah, I mean, that's the issue, but he's probably, he might be the best overall player on that whole list.
But then there's, to go back to Ledyard, he said Jahdae Barron from Texas is the guy he thinks could be the ideal fit.
But he didn't
have
come
him
in.
They didn't know homework
right,
on him.
Right, that's what I mean, so they're clearly not seeing the same thing.
I would go Golden second and find the guy that runs a 4.2 40 and just put him out there with those other two wide receivers and say, Calvin Austin, he made some nice plays last year. You're also about 5'5" and can't get on all the rides at Kennywood. And we're going to put this guy out there to just speed merchant teams to death.
Man, it does worry me, though, the amount of people we've had on that
say
have
he doesn't
him,
play
he doesn't
that
play fast.
Fast.
Yeah.
Like they would have guessed 4.45 speed.
He doesn't play close to what his 40 speed
also,
is.
Also, Pony ripped Harmon for being a one-year wonder. He's like a four-game wonder.
Yeah,
he was at Houston before he was at
Texas.
He's
a four-game wonder. He put up monster numbers like when Isaiah Bond was
it
out.
It seems like he's even an extra tier below kind of by himself where the fringe or mid-first-round receivers
here is
are.
The problem with this. The quarterbacks who have the most obvious value on this list of any position, no one really... like is gung-ho pounding the table saying either Sanders or Dart is a first-round pick. Hell, we've had people
Chris,
say Dart's
be honest
agents
with you,
running
though.
Him up the board. The guy who's the closest to like a top 15 or whatever player is Hampton, but it's at a devalued position.
But that would even go for Ward. Like, I have Dane Brugler's list in front of rankings in front of
What's
me.
He has
Cam Ward at 13. Matt Miller has Cam Ward.
Somebody's got him at 30.
Yeah, like, no one has him actually as the best player in the draft.
Which just makes it even worse, the idea of drafting somebody who's not Cam Ward.
So, from that list, here's Brugler, excuse me, the beast over at The Athletic. He puts out a very comprehensive draft list, or rankings, and a whole, not just rankings, just a whole draft book, basically. It's in-depth scouting reports on all these guys. Here's how he ranks the players the Steelers brought in. He has Stewart, the edge rusher from Texas A&M, as the ninth-rated prospect in the draft. The dude's an edge rusher who had 1.5 sacks last year.
I've heard a lot of people raise,
Donnie,
I've read a lot of people
raise
half
red sacks.
Flags.
Healthy.
Dafe Owe, kind of the same story when he came out.
Yep. There was also questions about, again, the motor there. Like, is he going, you know, balls to the wall on
and
every play?
My fear there is the last tweener defensive end defensive
was
tackle
from
they took from Texas A&M, who people forgot. I forgot the guy was even on the roster late last season.
Touche.
I've had that thought when I've seen Shamar Stewart's name connected to them. I've had the Liao thoughts.
And Liao at one point, I know it was like, you know, one of those like year out looks at a draft, like the draft that he was in. He was at one point a very highly touted
I thought it
player.
Was a steal when they drafted him. Like, wow, they got this guy. He looks like a total weapon.
So Stewart is listed at 6'5", 267. That's way too small to play defensive end in the Steelers' defense.
Correct.
He'd have to put on 30 to 40 pounds to play there.
6'5", 267. Cam's listed at 6'5", 295 and has like otherworldly dad strength for the position.
Background here from Brugler. Stewart, who is of Jamaican descent, was born in Miami. His grandmother played a... This is really in-depth. His grandmother played a significant hand raising him. He also has a father-son relationship with his former defensive line coach from high school. How the hell does he know all this?
He talks to a ton of people.
Despite being a bigger kid, Stewart never really thought about playing sports until 12 when a teacher convinced him to give football a chance. He was often the last kid picked in sixth grade gym class. Like, who does he talk to get that? Man, he calls up friends from when he was 11 or 12 and they tell him
Shamar sucked, man. He was terrible. So is this kid just the big, gawky kid who puts it all together all of a sudden?
I guess.
But then again, I would have huge misgivings about him, the lack of production.
He was third-team All-SEC, played 12 games, had 1.5 sacks. Had 1.5 sacks every year there. 22, 23, and 24. He was Mr. 1.5.
I would have Darius Alexander pretty high on this list just because he's... I know he was a third-round guy at the start of this process.
I saw him score
a
touchdown against Pitt in the bowl game. I was right there when it happened.
He looks like a guy whose stock is rising the more people get eyes on
Brugler
him.
Brugler puts him at 61. He has him as the seventh-rated defensive tackle. That's why I didn't even put him on that list. All right, so Stewart, he has at 9. Brugler is Golden, 15, the second-rated Steelers in-person visit player.
Amos being a fringe first-round guy makes me nervous, too, because don't we always talk about how at that position we want them to take slam-dunk first-rounders?
Well, so here's what I think that might mean, and Alexander, too. If they find a situation where, let's say, Sanders goes to the Saints at 9.
Trade back.
And Harmon gets picked by the Bengals at... What is it, 18?
I've seen 17. 17? I've seen a lot of Bengals fans speculate that that's going to be their pick.
Do they try to move back maybe with the Browns?
Who want to get a quarterback.
At 33.
Might want to take Dart.
Right. And then...
Would you try then to jump back into the first round for whatever player you'd get? You'd want a fifth year?
Maybe. Or the 30, or you take the first pick in the second round like you did with Joey Porter Jr. and it's Amos or it's Alexander or it's one of those guys.
I would just wonder, though, if you think you're getting a first-round quality pick, wouldn't you want the extra year automatically still, the fifth-year option? And so you'd try to maybe make a small move back into the first round?
I mean, they didn't feel like they wanted to do that with Joey Porter Jr. They were fine just making him the first pick of the second round. What do you think they'd get back in a trade from 21 to 33?
Always complicated to make that calculation when it's with a divisional opponent.
Donnie, look at the difference on the trade value chart of 21 to 33. And then let's see what it says would be.
Would you like to make a guess, Pony, to see who gets closer, what it would take to move up those 12 spots?
I'm going to say it's a third round pick that they throw you.
Okay, that was my first guess. So I'll say a second, even though I think it's wrong, just to be different.
But they're already trading you their second.
Or I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm going to say a fourth then. Sorry, to be different.
You're saying it would be a trade with Cleveland.
Yeah, from 33 to 21.
Okay, so the Steelers pick has a value of 800.
Yep.
At 21. The Browns pick at 33 has a value of 580.
It's 220. And then the 220 pick is 74th in the draft overall, the 74th pick. So Cleveland has a pick that's worth 255. That was the 67th pick in the draft. So that's an early third.
That's what I said. Could you get that? Could you get those two picks? I'd make that trade. If you did, if like, let's say you have to make that trade blindly right now, not wait to see where the draft goes.
So you go from pick 21 and 83 to picks 33, 67, 83.
Yep. So you're going to get the Browns second and third for 21. Do you make that trade this second? I do.
I would. It gives you three picks in the top 83.
I think this has been mentioned.
An additional pick in the top 70.
The depth of this class seems to be like the thing people like about it, that maybe there's not a ton of super high-end players, but when you hear deep draft, then that tells me if you got three picks in the top 83, you ain't doing so bad.
Let me finish running down these guys. So Eamon Worry is 17th overall.
Mm-hmm. How does Brugler have him like projecting in the league, just as a traditional true safety, or like does he write up what he thinks he could play?
Let's see here.
And how he thinks he could be used.
Let's see what old Brugie has here. Brugler. Eamon Worry has the size, speed, and mindset to play a variety of roles. Although he projects better near the line of scrimmage where he can blitz, be an eraser against the run, and man up with tight ends and backs in coverage. He has the floor of an adequate starter and special teamer, but his ceiling is exciting and will put him high in NFL team safety stack.
True box safety then. Well, no, a true, near, you know, basically front seven type of weapon that you'd want to bring in.
Matt Miller said his NFL comp was Derwin James, who I mentioned
earlier. Derwin James is healthy and right, he is freakish.
Omarion Hampton, 29th overall prospect per Brugler. Shedeur Sanders, 34. Amos, the corner from Ole Miss, 39. And then Jackson Dart would be the lowest rated one, 49.
He's the one I get. I mean, I actually understand why people watch Sanders and were like, eh, I like some of the traits there. Dart's the one I just can't get there. Such a simplistic
offense.
So both
of you guys would be Harmon 1 and then Eamon Worry from South Carolina 2.
God, I feel like garbage saying my first two picks of their top 30 visits are defensive players. I just feel like
they've kind of pigeonholed themselves at defensive line.
My guess would be two things. If this is right, the reason why Nolan isn't here is because they just must see something either in his work ethic or something about him, like his motor, like something about the character, the football character of the player that turned them off when they were at the Senior Bowl.
Or they think he'll be gone.
No, I don't think that would be it. I think you'd still want to do your homework on a guy. Like, you need the other thing is with Grant. Like, look at how they filled that position with guys like Monty Adams, and
they haven't treated it as a premium,
right? Like, if he's not a three down player and he's just like a run,
he's a guy who stuffs the run, and you hope he turns into something more. They wouldn't prioritize it.
Yeah.
You know who is on that list? Your boy Tootin from Virginia Tech.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes. which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.